0350. The taxpayer did not own the boat and the boat motor and trailer as of January 1st, 2021.
Called Exhibit A. Move to approve Exhibit A.
Second.
Dated
January 18th, 2022. Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
And that's all I have today. Thank y'all.
Thank you.
Thank you. You know, when you have a motion and a second for discussion, then after that, do you call the vote on that? Did we do that?
Yeah.
We voted on the first page. Are you talking about the 4379
form? Uh-huh.
You made the motion, I seconded it, and then we voted on the first page. And then I made the motion, Mike seconded it.
Oh, voted on the vote second. Okay, I forgot that. Thank you.
Senior Citizen Board resignation, acceptance, and appointment. Senior Citizen Board.
We have one.
One resignation.
Resignation. Move to accept the resignation of Joanna Jasper from the Senior Citizen Board.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Did we get a...
We've got...
letter.
Application.
We do have a...
We have a
letter from Joanna.
We also have
a letter from the...
From the board, yeah.
And from the board, yeah.
Excuse me. HERF expires 12/31/23, correct?
Yes.
Move to appoint Darlene Ray to the Senior Citizens Board expiring 12/31/23.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried. Board appointments. Board of Equalization.
We have one opening there, is that correct?
Yes.
And that was for Greg Baker's seat?
Uh-huh.
The others aren't up until 12/31/22 and 12/31/23.
Yes. They would move after the appointment of this one, they become a 3-year, and the others move down a year each time. And that board member should have experience with real estate and...
Yeah, there's some requirements that you have to be on the Board of Equalization Board. Move to appoint, is this a 3-year term?
Yes.
So it'd be 1/22/23/12/31/24. Move to appoint Greg Baker to the Board of Equalization from today's date until 12/31/24.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Mm-hmm.
Board appointments for the Enhanced Enterprise Zone.
We have two openings and two applications, is that right?
Yes.
One representing taxing districts and one representing schools.
Yes, we had a letter on the one from school because Dr. Forrest that was serving has moved away, I understand.
Okay, that's, and then he, so Dr. Moore is who is now in that position at Branson Schools?
That's what was recommended.
Mm-hmm. It's a 5-year term. So it would be from 1-1 of 22 to 12-31 of...
Is that 26?
I think so. Yep. Move to appoint Dr. Robert Griffith and Dr. Nathan Moore to the Taney County Enhanced Enterprise Zone Board of Directors from 1-1 of 22 through 12-31 of 26.
Second.
Did you say 12-31 of what?
26.
Okay. 5-year?
Yep. For a 5-year term.
Second? Or did you?
I second.
You second, all right. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. That was Griffith?
Yeah.
And Forrest?
No, Moore.
Moore. Moore?
Yeah, Forrest is the one that.
Oh, that's right.
Left. Gotcha.
Board appointments for the Industrial Development Authority.
How often have they been meeting? They're just doing their mandatory.
Pardon?
How often have they been meeting? Is this the one that just meets once a year unless something's.
Unless something becomes necessary, I think.
Yeah. Is that this one?
That's a 6-year term. There's
do we want to make one appointment and are we prepared to make both appointments or just one?
Did the one at Buckingham Drive did not reapply, is that correct?
Correct.
Oh, does not wish, I see it. Uh-huh. I'm not familiar with it. Of the other four there, other than the letter of recommendation saying he was a 40-year commercial real estate in the business. Does anyone else have any knowledge?
I don't have knowledge of any of them.
I don't have any.
All I know is what I
right.
read on the application.
That's what I was asking. Are we're prepared to make both appointments or just one? This is a 6-year term, you said?
Yes, 6-year term.
So it'd be from 1-1-22 through 12-31 of 27?
Seven, uh-huh. Are the one that says former Road and Bridge Administrator, are they talking of Taney County? I don't remember that name.
Yeah, I don't know the name.
No, that wouldn't be from here. Move to appoint Jonas Argus to the Industrial Development Authority of Taney County Board from 1-1 of 22 through 12-31 of 27.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried.
That is a... Is that a six-member board?
1, 2, 3, 4, 6-member board.
Say again, I'm sorry. Six-member
board. Six-member board.
Six. Yeah. Six. So they'll have a quorum.
Yes.
So I'm willing to...
And they also would not have a tie vote.
Right. So I'm willing to wait and maybe have some conversations.
I think that'd be a good idea.
Okay. Board appointments for the Transportation Advisory Board.
Okay. We actually have three positions we need to consider there. We have five applications. But they have to be considered by the district they live in. So we only have one, Randy Hayes, who's in District 3, and that's Beaver Township. There's only one of the list that would qualify for that, for District 3, and that is Josh Sonnenfeld. So this board meets every other month at 12:30, and they report to the county commission their suggestions and so forth. And also report it to Southwest Missouri. What's the name of that?
SEMCOG.
Yes.
So we have, there's an opening in District 3, and the only applicant that is in that district is Josh?
Yes.
Sonnenfeld. And this is a... Are these staggered or no?
They're staggered.
What term length is this one, do you know? It's a four-year term, though?
25.
Should be one.